Unit 5, page 154. Listening. A radio interview. The future is here.
Good evening, listeners. Tonight, our guest is Dr. Maxim Jones, a futurist who will tell us a little about what we can expect to happen in the next few years. Thank you for being with us, Dr. Jones.
Good evening, and thank you for inviting me to talk on your program.
Tell us about your interesting profession. What does a futurist do?
A futurist tries to predict what will happen in the future.
So, are you some kind of fortune teller? How exactly do you do that?
I'm definitely not a fortune teller. I don't read tarot cards or look at the stars. I look at what happened in the past and what is happening now. Then I try to predict what will happen if things continue in the same direction.
Can you give us an example?
Sure. Let's look at robotics. In the past, robots were very simple. They couldn't do much. But as a result of changes in technology, robots have developed a lot. Nowadays, robots can replace people in many jobs. I predict that robots will soon be able to replace people in many more jobs. We won't need any human secretaries or bank tellers, for example, when robots become more advanced. Robots will do those jobs.
What do futurists do to help them predict the future?
Believe it or not, futurists read a lot of science fiction stories. Although science fiction writers create imaginary worlds, they usually base their stories on scientific facts. We take those facts one step further to create the world of the future.
Interesting. What do you think? Will our world be a better place in the future by the time I am 100 years old?
Well, I'm an optimist, so I believe that our world will definitely be a better place in the future. I can't promise that there won't be any more wars, but I'm sure life will be easier. People won't work so many hours, and they will have a better quality of life.
I'm so glad to hear that. Thank you for being with us, Dr. Jones.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.